City Council will come to order. Carla, please call the roll.
Adams?
Here.
Leonard?
Here.
Saltzman?
Here.
Sten?
Here.
Potter?
Here. I'd like to remind folks that prior to offering public testimony to City Council, lobbyists must declare which lobbying entity he or she is authorized to represent. Please call the 2 p.m. time, sir.
Agenda item 492, Belfast City Council, Northern Ireland Sustainability Efforts.
Commissioner Saltzman.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of the council. I'm excited to welcome our distinguished guests from the City of Belfast, Northern Ireland. We'll hear from the delegation shortly, but first I'd like to briefly introduce this item and then invite our guests to present to the council their thoughts and plans about the future of Belfast. For the past 2 years, a group of Portland citizens and public officials with Belfast connections have been exploring various opportunities to promote connections between our two great cities. Among this group are my colleagues, Commissioner Leonard and Commissioner Adams, who've been participating in the delegation's activities during their stay here. My Chief of Staff, Brendan Finn, has also been tirelessly involved, and last summer he actually made a trip to Belfast. And while there, he made a number of presentations about Portland's efforts to support sustainable development and a sustainable economy. I believe partnering and sharing successes with Belfast is an important element in forwarding our international reputation as the United States' most livable city. I'm confident that this delegation will have a successful visit here and will bring back many new ideas to Belfast, and we also hope to learn much from them. That being said, I'd like to recognize those who have made the trip from Belfast and to invite their representatives to make their presentation. I'll introduce you first, and then we'll call you up. And as I call out your name, maybe if you could stand. First, we have the Deputy Lord Mayor, Ruth Patterson. Thank you for leading this impressive group. Councillor David Rodway. Councillor Burke.
Commissioners, thank you so much. I'm very happy to be here.
Thank you. Councillor Bernie Kelly. Shirley McKay, Head of Economic Initiatives. Okay. Leslie Holmes, Economic Development Officer. I also want to thank those from the City Vision Belfast, Billy McGivern and Ray Kennedy. Are they here? Okay. And also the artists who will be showing at our first Thursday event, Jennifer Truton and Emma Connolly. I believe they're... Oh, they were here. Okay. We lost them.
They're hanging up the artwork around the building. It's beautiful.
And a special thanks to, sitting there in the back row, John Coughlin, who's been much of the inspiration around this effort, along with Brendan Finn. So thank you all for coming. And, Mayor, I'd now like to welcome Deputy Lord Mayor Ruth Patterson to come to the table.
Please come forward. Thank you for being here.
Thank you very much indeed, Mayor Potter, for having the Belfast delegation here to your beautiful City Hall this evening. I'm sure Brendan would have informed you that our own Belfast City Hall was 100 years old last year, and we had a lot of wonderful celebrations in order to commemorate that very special occasion. Certainly our City Hall would be... slightly different to this, and certainly our chamber would be slightly different to this. As I'm sure you know, Belfast City Council is made up of 51 elected representatives, and there's a lot of to-ing and fro-ing across the chamber in order to agree on certain issues. But certainly we work together for the betterment of the citizens that we as elected representatives represent. Certainly, I would like to thank you all as commissioners for having us here today, and certainly like to thank Brenton for putting together a very innovative few days for us. Certainly this morning we have seen a substantial amount, and certainly we are delighted to have done that. We've just had a very beautiful lunch across the way, and thank you very much indeed for that. We are delighted our councillors here, Bernie. She's one of the chairs of one of our committees. David sits on that committee. I am not on that committee, but I am chair of our town planning committee within the City of Belfast, which is a very important committee on the council. But we are here to learn from you and take back with us things that certainly we can put to good use within our city. We have a very innovative, a very fast-growing and a very young city. It has come out of 35 years of conflict, and certainly that to some degree held us back. But now, over the last 10 years, we have moved forward in a very positive way. We are growing on a daily basis, and I think if you are in Belfast as we speak, the number of cranes that you see in and around the skyline of the city is testament to how quickly our city is growing. We have a Lagan Side development, which has come to the fore, has been wonderful. This land lay derelict, empty, muddy, dirty for a considerable length of time during the conflict. But over recent years, it has grown. Buildings have gone up. Outside investment has come in. It's wonderful to see how quickly our city is growing. And we have our Titanic Quarter coming very much to the fore. And I'm sure everyone here knows Titanic. We in Belfast certainly are very proud of our Titanic history. It is something that it's very, very important to us. We have just celebrated our Titanic Festival in the last month. And we had 30,000 visitors through our City Hall over that week-long period. Wonderful memorabilia from the ship herself. Lots of visitors from far and wide coming over. We had the French president from the Titanic Society, the Titanic Association, over, and he couldn't believe what he was saying. He was so excited about what Belfast is about to do. And certainly, personally, I would like to see in the not too distant future, whenever people are coming into our city on our signposts, I want to see Belfast, home of Titanic, written on those signposts, because I'm so passionate about the ship, about what she stands for and what she means to the city today. But we're here for a presentation, and Shirley, as you quite rightly said, head of our economic initiatives, is going to give that presentation for you, and I hope you will enjoy what you are about to see. Shirley.
Thank you, Deputy Lord Mayor. Good afternoon, Mayor Potter, and good afternoon, Commissioners. It is indeed a pleasure for us to be here to introduce our city to Portland and to learn from your experience. We represent Belfast, which is the capital city of Northern Ireland. We do see ourselves as a regional economic driver, and we recognise the responsibility which we have to grow wealth, not just within the city centre, but within all parts of the city boundary, and indeed to help distribute that wealth amongst the rest of the region. Before we actually present to you on the detail of our city's profile, I'd like to introduce a short DVD presentation, which gives you some hopefully exciting and interesting pictures about what Belfast is like today.
well done.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's just a little taster of what the City of Belfast has to offer. And what I'd like to do now is to introduce you in a little bit more detail to the profile of our local economy. Belfast presently is in the advanced stages of its urban renaissance and regeneration. We have started to develop seriously as a city from the mid-1990s, and we have been increasing our economic wealth year on year. We particularly are now known as the fastest growing region within the European Union, and we've held that record over the last 10 to 15 years. We have a low unemployment rate, and we have a growing number of sectors which would not previously have been developed in the city area. Excuse me for a moment, we just get the presentation synced with what I'm saying. We now have one of the lowest unemployment rates within the United Kingdom and indeed within the European Union. And of course, this is in stark contrast to what Belfast was known for in the last 10 to 20 years. We, of course, were also known as a city which built its fortune on shipbuilding, on the linen industry, and on the ropeworks. And we now have a very new Belfast, one which is built on modernisation, on knowledge and growth industries, but one which still respects the heritage of the past. Some facts and figures for you. We have a population in the Belfast city centre area of just over 250,000, and we do represent 15% of the total Northern Ireland population. We have a very young and energetic population. 46% of our population is under 30 years of old. 30 years young. And we actually have a very healthy gross domestic product right now. We were one of the first regions in the European Union to become covered by broadband 100%. And we do have extremely competitive costs within Europe. Our labour turnover is extremely low, and the costs which we offer as an investment base for developers are extremely competitive. We have been very successful, particularly in attracting US and other European investment, and over 50% of foreign direct investment, which comes to Northern Ireland, takes place within the Belfast city area. We're very well connected as a location. We have two airports, one within the city boundary and one which is 20 minutes drive away. We have over 70 air links to the rest of Europe and to the United States. We have a direct air link, now Belfast to Newark, and very shortly a link between Belfast and Halifax in Nova Scotia is re-establishing itself. We have a very active port, one which is particularly known for importing goods, which we then spread to the rest of the region. It is now becoming a very important centre for freight traffic. We also have excellent universities within our area. We have Queen's University and the Ulster University, both of which have a student population of 50,000, and they specialise in biomedical sciences, manufacturing, aeronautical and mechanical engineering. And it's particularly in these areas that we want to grow the new Belfast economy and develop niche sectors which allow us to remain our as competitive as we can be. As the Deputy Lord Mayor has explained, it is very important for us to be here to learn from best practice. We do want to increase the competitiveness of Belfast City, and we appreciate the significance of international relationships in helping us do that. We already have relationships with a number of cities within the United States. We have a relationship with another Portland in the state of Maine, but we're delighted to add Portland in Oregon.
Never heard of them.
Ah, okay.
They came after us.
Yeah, they came after us.
We are very keen to prioritize relationships based on compatibility between the economic sectors within one city and another. And we now increasingly are finessing those relationships. And already we can say that the Sustainable Development Principles, which Portland and Oregon has become known for, is a bedrock on which we want to build Belfast's future economic growth strategy. Some more data on the local economy. We, at the moment, are presently led by the service sector. We are a capital city, and obviously we are the centre for government, for retail, and for many of the public sector agencies and organisations. However, we are growing our private sector. As a city council, we put a lot of impetus on Indigenous business, and over 90% of our small businesses have less than 5 employees. And we know that these are the businesses which are the acorns that are going to grow for the future. And we put policies in place to allow us to nurture that growth as much as possible. We are equally a centre which attracts a lot of commuters. Presently, we have 190,000 jobs within the city locality, and we wish to grow that in the next couple of years. The population of Belfast, as I mentioned, is just around 277,000. Our metropolitan population is 750,000, and this is where we can see some similarities with the Portland region. Our population had been declining for over 30 years. However, I'm pleased to report that in the last 2 years, we're now starting to see a reversal and a slowing down of the population drift from the city of Belfast. And we now are acting as a growth pole to populations to return to live both within the city centre and within the city municipal boundaries. We have a number of key sectors, and I wish to make you aware that these are the areas we are keen to develop relationships in and to speak with you in more detail during the course of our visit. As a brief summary, I'd just like to take you quickly through some of the key information which pertains to each of these sectors. Financial and business services, we have an excellent cluster which is now part of our city centre product. We have recently attracted HBOS and Citigroup to locate in our Titanic Quarter in the former shipbuilding and industrial lands. We have created over 20,000 new jobs within the financial services sector alone in the last decade. And this is one of the most prolific industries that we are now going to be supporting on a policy basis. Creative industries, we now have over 1,000 companies in the Belfast City area, which employ over 20,000 staff. And we particularly focus on digital media, film and television production, and the expressive arts. We have many very small companies, but yet they have very large contracts, particularly with large companies in the United States. And we regularly bring trade missions of companies out to our partner cities in the United States so that joint ventures can be developed, new distribution channels can be made known to local companies, and deals to get done. Because obviously the purpose of all of our work in the Council's economic development is to attract additional economic wealth to the businesses, which in turn will be circulated to the communities in Belfast. Moving on to life and health sciences, we have a number of very important and world-renowned hospitals within the city's boundary, and we work very closely with these hospitals in developing life and health sciences. We focus on pharmaceuticals, medical devices. We have a whole range of clinical trials underway, and particularly we are growing the biotechnology sector. We do work with the two universities that I have mentioned, and we grow a number of spin-out companies. And more recently now, we've started to see the phenomenon of spin-in, where local companies get to such a stage that they are able to approach our universities and seek support to inject additional technology into their businesses and to develop new products, which we then wish to export across the world. In common with many cities, manufacturing is considered a thing of the past. However, we are very well aware that in Belfast, this is where our economic heyday resulted in giving us the profile which Belfast had across the world. We now know that advanced manufacturing is the way forward, and we particularly are working with around 500 businesses to ensure that they are at the forefront of technology and that they use the information which is available in technology to make sure their products are exportable. We are concentrating at present on electrical engineering, on transportation, papers and printing, furniture, and a very affluent textiles sector. Information technology is something that is particularly of interest to many of our European investors. We have employment costs that are 46% lower than anywhere else in Europe. And obviously, when we're speaking with American companies who are keen to find a European base, we wish to offer and present Belfast as a very progressive and dynamic location in which businesses can and should be located. The Council itself has a central economic development policy, and as a result, we have been profiling the balance between Indigenous support and foreign direct investment. And these are some of the results over the last 3 years that the City Council's policy has resulted in developing. Belfast City Council, as you have heard, has 51 elected members. Our budget on an annual basis is £150 million sterling, so if we double that for the dollars. And out of that, in the last couple of years, we have invested £11 million directly in business development activities. We have been talking already this morning about a number of the major developments in Belfast City. We are now focusing on regenerating the city centre. It is excellent for us to be able to announce that we have the largest commercial development scheme about to open next year. It is called Victoria Square, and it comprises almost 1 million square feet of retail space along with residential development. And this is going to be an important step for us in transforming Belfast into a 24-hour city. In the last 2 years, we have commenced an evening economy project, and we're looking forward to hearing more about the First Thursday project later today. We now have persuaded most of our retailers to open after the hours of 5 p.m. every evening. We've also persuaded a number of cultural organisations to remain open and to organise particularly new tours and new trails and new itineraries to encourage people to remain downtown and to keep our city alive after 5. Titanic Quarter is most akin to the South Waterfront project that we've had an introduction to this morning. We have an under 185-acre site, which is going to be the home to $2 billion of investment in the next couple of years. And we are anticipating at least 20,000 jobs to be located in this area. This is the home of the Titanic, the liner to which our Deputy Lord Mayor referred. And in addition to having a mixed-use commercial development, we are going to have a world-class, iconic visitor attraction which is going to tell the story of Belfast and our economic prowess in the years of 1900 to about 1925. And we now are wanting to build a new economy on the new sectors, and equally this is going to be one way that we are doing that through our work in tourism. The Council already has a track record in brownfield regeneration, and we have been interested already this morning in hearing about the significance of brownfield regeneration. We ourselves as a council transformed the gasworks site into a business park, which now is home to almost 4,000 employees. We have a number of premier companies located in this area, and we also have a number of community schemes which ensure that local areas receive employment opportunities and that the growing wealth of Belfast is not just contained within the city centre. We want to make sure that all of our neighbourhoods and all of the peoples of Belfast have an opportunity to share in the growing wealth. Particularly, we want to draw to your attention, Mayor and Commissioners, the North Foreshore project, because this is the major challenge for Belfast City Council over the next 15 years. We have a site of 330 acres, which is located in the north of our city. It is very well connected and will be an excellent business location. However, it has been the site of the city's landfill for over the last 30 years. It has just recently closed, and Council already has an ambitious plan to transform it into an environmental eco-industrial park, a logistics warehousing site, a waste technology park, and to an actively managed world-class public park. We have a project underway at present which is extracting the landfill gas from the site, and we want to use that to power the industries and the activities which will take place on the site, as well as export that electricity to the rest of the city region. We have plans to develop a World Trade Centre in Belfast, and we hope to find a property partner within their city in the next 12 months to 18 years. In addition to having an iconic building, we already are operating as a World Trade Centre through the Council's Economic Development Services, and this is our shop window on the world, whereby we receive incoming missions and also whereby we make our own local companies aware of international business opportunities. And finally, to finish, Mayor, I'd like to make you aware of our work on the key arterial routes in the Belfast locality. We are very conscious that much of central government policy in the past 20 years has been focused on the city centre. And whilst, of course, it is important as a shop window for all of our cities, equally we need to be mindful of where other parts of our population live. And we have undertaken a major physical and economic regeneration scheme along the key arterial routes, which has allowed us to give new hope and new faith back to local communities, to instill development schemes right on their doorsteps, and to attract populations which may have left those arterial routes to now see these as places of investment and places where they can have a healthy and vibrant livelihood. In conclusion, Mayor, I would like to take the opportunity to play you a little DVD of the North Foreshore development, if we have time. Do we have time, Mayor? Thank you. We have worked very hard over the last 2 years as a council in identifying the many ways in which we can transform a brownfield regeneration site into an environmental asset. And we now have a project which is something that we're quite proud of. We are focusing on the public park as the Giants Park, and the ambition in our plans is gigantic, and that is part of the reason we have chosen this name. But we also have been inspired because of the author Jonathan Swift, who travelled to Belfast and who got inspiration for Gulliver's Travels from one of the hills in Belfast, Cave Hill. And the actual North Foreshore site just lies at the foot of Cave Hill. And for that reason, we now are calling our environmental park the Giants Park.
Imagine a world-class visitor attraction. A facility on a par with some of the stunning spaces in major cities across the globe. New York, Paris, Rome. An amazing outdoor space like nothing Northern Ireland has seen before. Imagine a spectacular urban park on the doorstep of our city. A place to have fun, relax, and get active. We've a wonderful opportunity to turn a stretch of wasteland on the shores of Belfast Lough into a safe, natural environment where people of all ages can enjoy open spaces and leisure facilities. Situated at Belfast North Foreshore, the spectacular 200-acre site, the size of 200 football pitches, is simply bursting with potential. It could become a space for everyone to enjoy a dynamic range of recreational facilities if vital funding from the big lottery is received. To help secure the funding and make this vision a reality, we need to know what you would like to see in the park. Enthusiasts might like the chance to admire major artworks with striking outdoor sculptures to see, touch, and explore. And how would you like to arrive at the park? by a stunning pedestrian and cycle bridge arching across the motorway like a gateway to Belfast? Or is it cable car more your style, stretching from the very Cave Hill which inspired the Giants Park name, with breathtaking views across our city?
We know how to build it.
It could become a new venue for days out with family or friends, with fun-filled activities for everyone. A giant children's play park area, mountain bike course, or nature reserve. If you would like to see an outdoor festival space, let us know. Giants Park could offer all this and more. Would you enjoy spending leisurely afternoons strolling around wildlife lagoons with fantastic, previously inaccessible views across Belfast Lough? You could appreciate the wildlife and rare bird life from specially crafted bird hides or lookout points. Perhaps you would like the park to become an eco-park with a focus on the environment, to create additional wildlife habitats in the area and enable natural regeneration of the Lough Shore environment. Could provide a tranquil getaway from the hustle and bustle of city life, a place with meandering waterside walkways or beautifully landscaped gardens. You might enjoy a cafe area to relax in after a long walk or sporting activities. Would your community group, school or sports club benefit from a sports arena and fabulous new floodlit facilities? A central meeting point at Giants Park will take the form of a beautiful building, perhaps made of timber and glass, standing on stilts. And just how this is used is up to you. Does a visitor centre or museum appeal to you, or an education facility with specially equipped classrooms? Ecological conservation could be enhanced by careful planting, and colonised vegetation and artificial ponds provide a valuable habitat for protected species. Make it yours. Be part of the decision-making process and tell us, what would you put in Giants Park?
Very nice.
Okay, Mayor Potter, we hope you have enjoyed what you have seen there. That's just a taster of what is on the horizon for the City of Belfast. If you have any questions you would like to ask us, certainly we are here and hopefully we will answer them for you.
Yeah. Did you say that Queen's University and Ulster University each have 50,000 students?
That's a combined population.
Yeah. Oh, combined.
Yes.
Impressive. It's all very impressive what you're doing there. And hopefully we can, I think we will learn from what you're doing, and hopefully we can teach you a thing or two while you're here.
And in future
journeys that I know many members of this council would love to make to your city, beautiful city.
Certainly. Thank you.
And Mayor, too.
Yes. Thank you for being here.
Thank you very
good
much.
Presentation.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you very much.
Mayor, before we leave, can I just make a small presentation to yourself and to the other city commissioners? On behalf of Belfast City Council, can I present to you a plaque of our crest, of our city hall, and also a set of cufflinks with the crest.
Oh, how nice.
On plaque on them. And I trust that if we see you again, we will be wearing them. As for the other four city commissioners.
Lord.
And we hope that you will enjoy them and put them in your offices.
Thank you so much.
No, thank you, Mayor, for having us here. We are delighted to have come over. And certainly it has been a tiring trip, but I'm quite sure one of which we will have to take great benefit from. Can I present you with that? Thank you very much indeed. And to you, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you. Yeah, so much. Yes, indeed. Thank you. And thank you for being such good company at lunch. And it is our pleasure. It is our pleasure. Of course.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you.
Very impressive.